This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that there is no greater tool than democracy for building an inclusive society. Addressing the special session of the National Assembly of Parliament of Guyana, Mr. Modi said that the strongest mantra before the world to move forward is democracy first, humanity first. Prime Minister Modi said, during crisis in any country around the world, India's sincere effort is to be the first responder and reach out to help. Prime Minister Modi said, today the world is facing numerous challenges, including terrorism, drug trafficking and cybercrime. Mr. Modi noted that India's mantra of humanity first inspires it to amplify the voice of the Global South, including at the recent G20 summit in Brazil. Prime Minister Modi said, the bond between India and Guyana is special. He said around 180 years ago, an Indian had first come to Guyana, and since then the two countries have always been close to each other. He said the Indian arrival monument in Guyana is a symbol of this closeness. Mr. Modi said Guyana has given him the highest honor, and for this he thanked all the citizens of the country. Underscoring India's deep commitment to further strengthening India-Guyana historical ties, Mr. Modi stated that Guyana could become the bridge of opportunities between India and the Latin American continent. Mr. Modi invited Guyanese parliamentarians to visit India. Prime Minister Modi was the first Indian Prime Minister to address the special session of the parliament, which was convened by Speaker Manzoor Nadir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid homage to Mahatma Gandhi at a statue in the historic Promenade Gardens in Georgetown, Guyana. Mr. Modi recalled Bapu's eternal values of peace and non-violence, which continue to guide humanity. The statue was installed in commemoration of Gandhiji's 100th birth anniversary in 1969. The Prime Minister also paid floral tribute at the Arya Samaj Monument. This monument was unveiled in 2011 in commemoration of 100 years of the Arya Samaj movement in Guyana. Prime Minister Modi also visited the Indian Arrival Monument at Monument Gardens in Georgetown. He was accompanied by Prime Minister of Guyana, Brigadier Retired Mark Phillips. Paying homage at the monument, Mr. Modi recalled the struggle and sacrifices of Indian diaspora and their pivotal contribution to preserving and promoting Indian culture and tradition in Guyana. He also planted a Belpatra sapling at the monument. The monument is a replica of the first ship which arrived in Guyana in 1838, bringing indentured migrants from India. It was gifted by India to the people of Guyana in 1991. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and US Secretary of Defence Lloyd Austin have commended the progress achieved by the India-US Defence Partnership based on increased operational coordination, information sharing and industrial innovation. Both leaders met on the sidelines of the 11th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus at Vientiane, Laos today. The Defence Ministry said in a statement that both sides recognize the remarkable progress made under the US-India Defence Industrial Cooperation Roadmap. National Investigation Agency, NIA, today conducted searches across five districts of Jammu and Kashmir in connection with the case involving terror infiltration and recent attacks on security forces and civilians. The searches were conducted at eight locations in the Riyasi, Udhampur, Doda, Ramban and Kishtwar districts. According to NIA, the searches led to the seizure of various materials showing linkages between terrorists of banned outfits with overground workers and hybrid terrorists whose premises were searched. Besides, premises of sympathizers and cadres of these outfits were also searched as part of the crackdown. Russia has fired an intercontinental ballistic missile ICBM at Ukraine after President Vladimir Putin changed Moscow's nuclear doctrine. Moscow's strong response comes days after US President Joe Biden and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer allowed Ukraine to use Western long-range cruise and ballistic missiles to target deep within Russian territory. In the China Masters 2024 badminton, Indian star shuttler Lakshya Sen has entered the men's singles quarter-final, beating Rasmus Gamke of Denmark 21-16, 21-18 in the second round in Shenzhen this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.